Darren Heitner of Forbes wrote the article. And Darren Heitner joins us on Primetime Sports. Darren, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
It's an interesting lawsuit. Well, first of all, it's a suit designed to change rules more than it is to reap any financial reward.
That's correct. Actually, there is absolutely no claim for monetary damages. The only sort of financing, the only sort of money that may shift hands would be for attorney's fees and costs. So those attorneys who have taken this task to sue FIFA and the U.S.-based associations, they want to be paid for the amount of time and work that they put in. But other than that, it's a lawsuit to change the rules, procedures, regulations, guidelines. As you mentioned, a big concern for youth soccer players are the headers. Mm-hmm. And then on the professional level, there's a concern that referees really are the judge and jury when it comes to whether or not a player can go back in and play after suffering some sort of head injury. And also, there's an issue as to whether or not the limitation on substitutions leads to players just not reporting their concussions.
Darren, when you file something, when these people file something against FIFA and you just see FIFA come up, lawsuits against FIFA, do they have any chance or are they just, I mean, they're FIFA. It's FIFA, right? I mean, come on, that's tough.
Well, it's a private association, so I think that's the point that you're getting at, whether or not a court will intervene with the private association's rules and regulations. But, you know, whereas maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that statement that you just made would have held a lot of water in a court of law, I think because of the fact that we've seen concussion lawsuits in professional football, with the NHL, with the NCAA, et cetera, I mean, this is now a very big issue, a normative issue as well as a legal issue. So, you know, changing the rules is one thing, but when it comes to player safety, we've seen it. The courts will get involved.
Mm. Darren Heitner of Forbes joins us on Primetime Sports. The your article points out the complaint is 132 pages in length. The first count of negligence doesn't show up until page 126. Clearly, somebody is trying to make a point here. They're trying to make a salient point that doesn't even do it justice, does it?
Right. Well, you know, a complaint that's filed in court is supposed to be a short and plain statement of the facts. And it may be argued by the defendants that a 130-plus page complaint is not that. So you may see some sort of motion practice by the defendants to try to stall anything from occurring based on that alone. But also realize that this is filed as a class action complaint. As you mentioned, it's for current and former players. And so what the plaintiff's attorneys are going to try to do is get that class certified. If you actually read through the pages, which I don't necessarily implore you to do, but if you decide to, you'll see that there is a lot of language about commonality and other elements that are required to certify a class. So there's a lot more than just the general allegations that are within those many pages of the complaint.
Darren, how serious? Jeff talked about it, and he's watching his daughter, and he's scared when they go up for headers. But when we think concussions here, we usually think football and hockey. How serious are concussions in soccer?
You know, it's surprising the amount of feedback that I've received since publishing that article earlier today from not only concerned parents, players, but also people that have been a part of these soccer organizations in the United States. So, you know, I would say just from the responses alone, it appears to be extremely serious. And I do believe that this lawsuit has some legs to it.